Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is Jesus, the Lion of Judah, was worthy to open the seal. And this scripture is coming from the book of Revelation. We've started in January reading the book of Genesis, and now we're in the book of Revelation. We've got a few days left until we finish this year. And if you've been following me, you will have read the whole Bible in 1 year. And don't worry about if you missed a day or two or you didn't read every single scripture. You will pick it up again January 1st. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're reading Revelation chapter 5. I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne, a scroll with writing on the inside and on the back, and sealed with seven seals. A mighty angel with a loud voice was shouting out this question: who is able or worthy to break the seals on this scroll and to unroll it? But no one in heaven or earth or from among the dead was permitted to open the scroll and read it. Isn't that awesome? John saw what was going on in heaven. He heard what was going on. And he saw that when God asked, the angel asked, who is able to open the scroll and to read it? Who could do it? They couldn't find anyone on the earth, nor anybody who died was permitted to open that seal. And then John wept, he said, with disappointment, because no one anywhere was worthy. No one could tell us what it said. But one of the 24 elders said to me, stop crying, for look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered and proved himself worthy to open the scroll and to break its seven seals. And then he looked and he saw a lamb standing there before the 24 elders in front of the throne. And on the lamb were the wounds that once had caused his death. Who was that? That was Jesus. He was there. He died. He died on the cross for you and me. And now he was in heaven and able to open the seven seals, open the scrolls, take his place as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He was restored to the Father. He did everything that God purposed for him to do, and he didn't deviate from his purpose. His purpose was to die on the cross, and people wanted to save him from that. And he said, no, this is what I came to do, and I will do it. Did he suffer for it? Yes. Did he feel like he shouldn't go through it? Yes, he said. But he submitted to the Father in spite, and every time his disciples tried to get him to go away from that purpose, he would rebuke them. And he said to them, I came to do the Father's will. What was the Father's will? To save the world. God so loved the world, just the way it is, with all this evil in it. He loved the people that he made because we are made in his image. We are his people. We are his creation. He made us. He knows us even when we were in the womb. He knows our name. He knows how many hairs we have on our head. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what's in our heart. He knows what we've done. And what he has planned for us is great things. And all we have to do, it's not all we have to do, it is the thing that we have to do, is receive him. He's knocking on the door every day to people's hearts and minds. Open the door. Let me in. And you actually have to open the door. Why? Because he's not going to break the door down and come in and save you. You'll have to open the door. The door has to be open, and you have to want to do this. This is something that you have to want to do. You can be saved. What does that mean? This body is going to die one day because this body was made, as you know, in the book of Genesis, the Bible said the body was made from the dust of the earth. God took the earth and he made Adam. And then for Eve, he took a rib. He put Adam to sleep and took a rib from him and fashioned that into a woman. And then the two people created more people. Thereby we have people. And countries and nations, and everybody came from that same root. Everybody in there's not one human being that did not come from the dust of the earth, that did not come from the lineage of Adam and Eve. We all came under that. That's why we should be united, because we are one flesh. We came from the Father. He made us. He made us. He is coming back for us, friends. Jesus is the Savior prophesied in the Old Testament. Many prophecies about Jesus being born. And he will be coming back soon. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want more time here. In this corrupt world, in this devastating life, every day I see children on Facebook, little kids, pictures of kids who are missing. Where are they? Where are these little children? There's such an evil in the world that people are doing every evil thing that they can think in their mind, and they're completing that devilish work. That's not from God. God is not going to have you kill your child. Or sell it somewhere, or destroy it like you see on the TV every day. People are evil because we're listening not to God. We are listening to the devil. His name is the devil. You don't like that name? I'm sorry, God gave it to him. I'm sorry you don't like God's things, whatever he creates, but he created and he loves it. He loves the little children. He loves the sinner. He loves those people who are in prison. He loves the military. He loves the police officers. He loves the government people who are working to complete God's will. And you cannot stop it, because whatever God has planned, he is going to complete. Revelation 22, Jesus will come back to complete God's will. That is his plan, and he's going to keep it. There's nothing we can do about it. We have to embrace it. embrace. You know, everybody wants to hear beautiful words. Incorporate Jesus in our lives. But Jesus said, he is coming back one day, and he will bring with him his rewards. Revelation 22:12 says, behold, Jesus is saying, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his work shall be. Amen. Friends, I encourage you. I waited till I was 27 to receive the Lord, and I suffered a lot before that. And I have never been disappointed in my God. I have never heard him put me down or cast me aside or discourage me. He is the Savior. He's my Savior. I want him to be your Savior. Say this prayer with me right now. If you believe what I'm saying, it's coming from the Word of God. Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Yes, change my mind. Give me new hope. Give me the eternal life that you died for me. I believe you died for me. And I accept you as my Savior today. Come into my heart and change me. Give me a new purpose. Give me a new life. Yes, Lord, change my mind. Change my ways. Yes, Lord, whatever's unpleasing to you, change it, God. And since you forgive me, Lord, I will not bow down to any idol. I will not. I will not turn my back on you, Lord. I will do what you ask me to. And, Lord, I forgive people who ever hurt me, and I give them to you. I ask you to forgive them also and save them, Father God. And, Lord, I thank you in this precious time that we have left, Lord. We look up to the sky and say, Lord Jesus, come. This world is terrible. It's going to the pots. And Lord, we want you to come back to save the world. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, would you let me know? I would like to know if somebody come to Jesus. I want to rejoice with you because the Bible says, all the angels in heaven rejoice when one person comes to Jesus. And if you would like to learn more about the Bible, you can Facebook me and you can join my Bible book club. I'm reading the Bible in every year, and I want you to read with me so you can grow. And that word is a sword, and you will be able to use it when any situations come up, including sickness, including relationships, including parenting, you name it, it's there in the Bible. Praise God. Amen and amen.